the use of self-pollinating almond varieties. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Not all growers are turning to self-pollinating varieties, such as Brian Ezel, who is the vice president of the almond division for Wonderful Company.
We have some, but there's pluses and minuses, and there's growing issues that come with some of the self-pollinating varieties, that the savings you think you're getting on bees. And the reality is we haven't seen anybody go 100% no bees, right? They may move it down to one hive per acre versus two, or they may have planted a self-fertile orchard next to other orchards that do have bees. So nobody's been brave enough to put one out, you know, 40 miles from everything else and have no bees, right? So we're still not sure. And so anyhow, we haven't jumped in as big as some of the other guys are. We're mainly Nonpareil and Monterey. Those are our two favorite varieties.
In more news, huge snowpack and rising reservoirs boost California water hopes. California's water supply is benefiting from continued storms and flooding. Heavy snow in the Sierra Nevada brought snowpack levels to 222% of normal as of March 16th. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order that lifted restrictions to allow floodwaters to be diverted to farms for groundwater recharge. The State Water Project will conserve 237,000 acre-feet of water to help restore depleted aquifers. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.